Hello, and thank you for joining into the Becker's Healthcare Podcast Series. My name is Bobby Czar. I'm the Senior Director of Healthcare for Ansilie Solutions. Today, I'm joined with Kim Mobley, who is here to discuss how organizations can revolutionize their training programs by centralizing systems and using tools to create a one-stop shop for enablement and ongoing performance support. Kim is a user of Ansilie's UPerform product and is currently the training manager at Children's Hospital Philadelphia. She has over 10 years of experience in training and support. She also has a varied background in technical support and IT that gives her some hands-on experience in teaching individuals to solve technical challenges, as well as gain a greater understanding of the individual's users' needs. Kim is currently responsible for the development and delivery of training and support materials, as well as the creation of courses for the hospital. Kim, thank you so much for joining us, and welcome to the Becker's Podcast.
Thank you, Bobby. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Before we jump into our question and answer series, why don't you give us a little background on Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, or more commonly known as CHOP, size, scope, and size of your team?
Sure. So Children's Hospital, based in Philadelphia, over 100-year history in terms of serving the community for children's health care. My team is currently 14 trainers, primarily focused in EPIC. Most recently, that training support has expanded to Workday, which is how we were introduced to the UPerform application. We're also looking to expand that into Kronos and Salesforce, a couple of other applications. But so we've evolved from a training team of just primarily EPIC trainers to actual technology trainers. I've been there approximately a little over 2 years. Some people in my team have varied experiences in terms of learning and development, ranging from between 25 years to 2 years. So we have a really broad range of expertise on the team. But we find that, you know, that has helped us a lot in terms of supporting the needs, the technical training needs for the organization.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks so much for that. Given the challenges that you face out there, and you've got the platform of UPerform to help overcome those, what benefits have you seen, and what do you envision for the future as far as benefits of the UPerform platform at CHOP?
One of the greatest benefits from UPerform, that one of the reasons we adopted UPerform, was we were doing the Workday implementation, which was very large undertaking for our organization, because most organizations, hospitals, tend to introduce maybe one Workday module at a time. CHOP decided to pull all of those modules in, or to implement all of the modules for Workday, well, the ones that were the larger ones, all at the same time. So that was a large lift when it came to training. So when we were looking for a way to help us develop the training, we landed upon the accelerated content creation solution, which is what UPerform specializes in. And that helped us to reduce our development time significantly, like half the time of development. And we were leveraging actually a vendor who supported us in building that, but they were able to get all of that content out for the three different independent modules with Workday rather quickly. We developed like over 40 e-learning courses in the space of less than 3 months, and hundreds of those workflow simulations. So it was a significant improvement for us to get that content out, especially with the aggression of the project. So that was like one of the key benefits, just being able to knock that out and to get the content that we needed for our team, for our organization. One of the other things that I really do like about UPerform is that we're able to leverage, so some of the SMEs that are not necessary, we leverage SMEs all the time in training. So one of the things that UPerform allows us to do is that we have SMEs that will also need to, they would like a tool or a solution that they can use to create their own unique content for their area. So for instance, like we have a clinical provider champion group who started developing their own content to document EPIC workflows and instances for the provider community. And that's something that at least at CHOP, we were not able to do before. That, you know, it was a pretty cumbersome process for a provider to kind of document processes and so forth. And then being able to do that now, leveraging a tool like YouPerform, has been extremely valuable. That's something that we're looking at expanding on once we, you know, get further into the weeds with it and introduce it in the adoption to more of our end users for that functionality. And in addition to, of course, the COVID challenges that we face, which were unique, it has been able to help us adapt to the new normal. We're able to centralize our content. We're able to provide quicker turnarounds for tip sheets that were needed to be developed, I would say, fairly quickly to kind of address some of the issues and concerns that were rising out of COVID. We were able to turn some things around fairly quickly. One of the biggest sells, which I'm really excited about, and we did this with Workday already, was the in-application support. So the in-application support was very useful with Workday. You know, there's a button that's so when end users in a particular area, they can click on that button and they'll get information about that area. They'll get tip sheets or training or simulation about that particular function for whatever area they're in. So we're going to be leveraging that more so for Epic, which is a really big plus for us because, as you talked about with barriers, one of the things that was a big barrier for the clinicians was navigating outside of Epic to get Epic training support. So now we're embedding that Epic training support within Epic at their fingertips for unique functions or, you know, workflows and things like that that tie right into what they're doing and true just-in-time learning. So I'm very excited about pushing that forward. We've been slowly rolling that out just because of our own challenges, nothing to do with it entirely, but just because we have a lot of other things on our plate. But that's one of our larger initiatives, especially as we move to the new normal and training's not going to be as accessible in terms of having instructor-led or being able to, like, you know, visit someone in their office or set up, like, these ad hoc trainings. This will be a really good benefit for the team moving forward, or for the organization, to be honest, moving forward. And that can be done, like, you know, in-app support is like one click. And they are, I mean, we started that with the nursing audience, and they were really excited about the opportunity to be able to look and view training content for Epic within the application. So, you know, that's something I can't wait to really expand on. And I appreciate YouPerform having that because that was something that wasn't even in the radar for us before we adopted the tool.
Well, that's great. Yeah, you kind of hit a lot of things. I mean, you said an awful lot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was fine. That was really good. I'm just sort of trying to recap, you know, accelerating content creation, leveraging the subject matter expert. I'm sure that's something that many of the Becker's customers can understand and appreciate, that getting your subject matter experts to create the content so it doesn't have to go through a third party for delivery to the end user is important. You know, helping the training team turn information around quickly, and then the in-app help at the moment of need for the end user. Those are terrific benefits, and I appreciate you sharing those with us. Next question that leads that to is, other than all those benefits we talked about, what else distinguishes YouPerform from other solutions that you've seen or experienced?
So one of the things I will say I'm going to lead with is the customer support. So, you know, when we adopted YouPerform, we were right in the middle of implementing Workday, which was a large lift, right? It was a huge lift for the organization. But YouPerform, and Siley, I should say, provided like pristine, unparalleled customer support compared to other vendors I've worked with for just about anything. And, you know, I have no stock in the company. This is just my experience. I have been on the phone with people from Ansiley at 10 o'clock at night to help me figure out how to do something that's completely out of their purview, but help me get it through. And their support was, like I said, unparalleled. So whenever we needed something, anything molded to meet our needs, they were there to help us come up with strategies and solutions to do it that were, yeah, part of what they, you know, promised, but also that they said, you know what, let's try it, you know, and they were willing to work with us. I mean, they've sent teams on site when we struggled with concerns around how we wanted our tip sheets to look. They sent people on site, got it resolved quickly. Was great with working with us, gave us a rapid response team that whenever we have concerns around technology, because any software implementation is going to have its, bugs, and, there's going to be things that are, not necessarily out of the gate functioning, but the support that we got made it, enabled us to get that functionality quickly, with, as painlessly as possible. And to this day, we can reach out to Ansiolee about anything when it comes to Uperform and get the support that we need, quickly and with no complaints, just superb support. And I'm so appreciative of that. That has definitely helped us achieve our goals. It's definitely helping us to get the goals, in terms of the Epic and App support. That work that they're doing with us is a big initiative for us, and their support in that has been, so pivotal in making this a success for our organization. I must say that, the customer support has been phenomenal. One of the other things I do want to mention, though, because Uperform is an enterprise platform. So we started off with Workday. This was our big Workday sell, and we were like, yeah, this is great. We can use it for Epic. We didn't realize at the time how well it would integrate with Epic, meaning how well we could use it for the Epic and App support for the, rapid development. Those were things that were we were like, okay, we really need it for Workday to get this Workday content out. But when we realized that we could use it cross platforms, especially with a platform as complex as Epic, that was a big sell for us and a big win. So, just to have that, we're using it right now with Workday, ServiceNow. We've done Kronos training with that, and of course, Epic. So it's a one-stop shop. So, whenever we have, and I think the last time I talked to someone from Ansiolee with regards to the applications that they support, it's been, they had at least 200 on the, 200 apps at the time that they supported. So that was awesome. So we don't have to feel oh my gosh, is this application, if we adopt something new, is this going to work with Uperform? We really don't even have that concern. And, just for us to be able to do that, to have a solution that works with all of these applications for whatever way we need to use it. And it's, just a one-stop shop, and all our content is published through one system and stored through one system is a big plus and a big win for us.
That's great. Yeah, a one-stop shop is something, but a one-stop shop that delivers excellent service is something to be envied, and we appreciate your input on that. And the Ansiolee Uperform platform, I came to Ansiolee as a user, and that's one area that I can vouch for, is that the customer service, you come because of the product and what it can do today, but you stay because of the customer service. Mm-hmm. It is a tremendous organization built around taking care of the customer. We'll transition to our last question. I know we've covered a lot of ground here, but if you had any pointers or any advice to give to other organizations looking to transform their training approach, what would that be?
So one of the things, and this is based on my experience more so with here, is to think strategically about the current culture of training, of learning in your organization, and what the future state will be. What does the organization need for it to evolve into? Because you're going to need to invest in software that's going to support that vision. You're going to need to invest in software that's going to support that vision if you want to accomplish it. I find that sometimes people will buy, invest in solutions or tools, expecting them to be magic bullets for their training programs and fix the be all end all to fix it without having a true vision. They make the vision around what the app can do as opposed to what the organization needs. So before anyone adopts anything, think about what it is your organization needs in terms of a learning culture, and build on that and invest in software that's going to help you get there. You want to have the leadership so you can have, also make sure you have your leadership buy-in, obviously, and a team that's in place to facilitate the transformation. One of the things that I found was interesting, and this is part of one of the discussions with Ansiolee, I think with you, Bobby, is that developing a charter for the training organization can be really helpful with keeping the organizational support over time, effort over time. So that's one of the things. A charter, I think, is really something that I had not considered. But I think, you know, that helps you outline your vision, articulate it, and keep supporting it because you keep, referring to that. So we, at CHOP, we have like a strong leadership and an organizational vision with people in the place to build the digital training program that's supported by the technology. So, we're fortunate here, but that's just some advice that I've found over the course of my tenure, but especially now.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kim. If you have anything else to add to that, just feel free to chime in. But in the meantime, I just want to say thank you for sharing your story about how Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and that's a long thing to say, which is why I understand you guys call it CHOP, and how CHOP has transformed their training program with YouPerform, and we really do appreciate your time.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I look forward to continuing to work with you in the partnership. It's really been beneficial to me and to the team and to the enterprise. So thank you.